It was funny that my grandma, first of all, she thought like, oh, Daria, is it temporary, right? The tattoos, it's temporary. And I'm like, no, like, yeah, temporary, like, as your life, a little bit more, but it's temporary. And then she heard how some girl screaming, and she's like, so it's pain. And I'm like, yeah, it's painful. And she's like, ah, okay, it's not temporary. And I'm like, no, it's not temporary.
Dude, I tried to do that. I told my mom for...
That it's temporary.
Yo, because when I was 16, like, I tattooed my hand.
All right? Yeah, mom, this is temporary.
And I just kept telling her it was temporary. And then I went to jail. And it was still there. And she's like, it's temporary, huh? I'm like, we have bigger problems now. Yeah, all right? Mom. I'm in jail, and you're making this about your problems? Cam, do you know how to say Daria's name?
Pirajenko?
You're correct.
Jeez. Nice, dude. That was pretty good.
It's not common thing, you know.
Cam, before we go live, is there anything you don't want to talk about?
I don't know, personal life.
What about you, Cam?
Do you have personal
life? I've never been asked this question before.
So, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Chill. How about you? You want to stay away from your personal life as well?
It's kind of funny how you just deflected the question.
I mean, sure, there's like nothing going on in my personal life that anyone...
No, I just mean like out of respect, like if you want to stay away from the topic.
Why are you so confused?
Sure.
No, before we start recording.
Sure, yeah. Thank you guys for joining us on today's episode of Unemployable Podcast. Today we have a special guest with us, Daria Pirajenko.
Wait, did he say it right?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's good.
I don't think she's expecting me to say it right. It's like the anticipation of me saying it.
Just because a J for everybody is so difficult. Yeah. Like, it's like Italian called me Pirajenko, you know. Some people call me Pirajenko. So it's, yeah, it's Pirajenko, Italian.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm Italian, so I'll roll my R's like if I see him in a foreign name.
Nice.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, we're at Model Citizen today.
Yeah.
First podcast.
Were you at Borrowed Time this week?
Yeah.
It was hot?
It was hot.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, it's gross. You AC see, like, this hoodie? Never yes. would happen over
you
there.
See the hoodie.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, just AC problems at Borrowed Time. So
yeah, but we have, like...
Yeah,
we were, like...
The whole shop was in muscle tees, and there was probably, like, 10 fans going on in the shop.
I think we have 1,000 hoodies in the back.
Yeah.
So if you need one...
Yeah. Put it here.
Yeah. Eventually, we will be filming... more here at Model. We're just waiting for it to get built out.
Yeah, we're gonna have a whole custom setup built in here for this.
That's right.
Stay tuned, guys.
So we've had a busy couple weeks. Daria and I did the Golden State Convention not too long ago. They had the All-Star Convention yesterday and this weekend. I worked Golden State. Daria worked both. Cam worked none.
Nice. I wasn't invited.
Did you even go to the All-Stars one?
No, I wanted to, though.
Okay.
Me and Alex were, and then just happened we didn't.
Well, let's start with Golden State. How bad, Cam, did you regret not going?
A lot.
Pretty bad?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
It looked fun.
Yeah.
It looked better than Empire State, so I was kind of jealous. Yeah.
What did you think compared to Empire?
For me, usually, when you come to the convention... the first things which you need to see, it's the amount of people, like visitors. It means that if you do something, you want that people see it, right? Because it's a show.
Yeah.
And I thought that in Golden State, first day, okay, Friday is always not so busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday, nobody again. And Sunday, I hope nobody punished me, but there is a big convention with big name. And then when I was in Russia, I heard about this convention and I was like, oh, I want to participate. It's a Golden State. There are big names there. And when I came there, there's the big names. There are good artists, but no people. Like, for what this show? Just for artist to artist?
Right.
I think this is a question. That's why I like it Empire a little bit more, because there were a lot of people. and right. the size of convention. And so, because it's important to be crowdy, it's important.
Yeah, I had never been to Golden State, but a lot of people were saying like it was a little busier the year before and a little busier the year before. Well, no. I guess they were saying it's like kind of getting slower every year. And I just didn't know what to expect. Like, I had nothing to compare it to. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, maybe this is just how it is. But they're like, no, it just seems to get slower and slower every year. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like the back and forth is that there are all these crazy artists there, heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Maybe the thinking is like, oh, if I just bring all the best artists, the people will come. But we really didn't see the people.
For me, the question is how they did promotion.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in Europe, tattoo convention, it's tattoo shows, like a big event for 3 days. And people come there not for only tattoo, they come there to see the show. That's why All Star Show was so surprised me and amazed me, because the energy is the same with European conventions.
Okay.
Every time something going on the stage, every time somebody talking on the stage or competition just coming one by one.
Yeah.
And people not getting boring. In Europe, most of convention, big convention is the same, like Milan, Florence, Rome, it's Italian.
Are they loud like that?
Not like this.
That was loud.
Yes, yeah. Not like this. Brussels, London, tattoo convention, they're really good. And the Empire, it's good too, but Golden State.
Yeah.
Just nothing. On the stage, nothing. And I understand that as a visitor, if I come there as a visitor, 1 hour, that's it. I just go one around, see all my favorite artists, how they work, that's it.
Yeah.
So I hope that maybe in future the people can change attitude to conventions. It's not only competition. Yeah, it's good, but it's place where tattoo artists can meet each other, spend time. Everybody come from different states, different countries. So it's a big event. So why you make it so like strict, like only competitions?
Yeah.
So it's just my opinion.
That was like one of the nice things about Golden State is you're like, oh, I get to see everyone that was at Empire. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like all your friends. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of been saying that for a while, and I think a lot of people have. Like, it's not a unique idea or thought that something more could be done mm-hmm. with these conventions. They've been kind of the same way for so long. And maybe even improve some of the ones, out of the country or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when you do things, like people, it would be nice if people could come and they had something to do all day.
Yeah.
Ideally, all weekend.
Yeah.
Even if they changed it up every day.
Different event.
Because I've even been to shows like, Philly, where the first day you're like, yo, this is kind of cool.
Mm.
And then the second day, it's just the same thing.
Yes.
And then the third day, you could just say what the announcer's saying because it's word for word the same.
I think it's about money. In USA, everything is very expensive.
Yeah.
In Europe, for example, in Russia, it's not so expensive. That's why they can rent bigger places. They can invite some bands, some, I don't know, burlesque show, fire show, whatever. Yeah. So it's not so expensive. But here, I cannot imagine the price of all of this.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that somebody does these conventions, because they take this responsibility for these to make this event. So I appreciate it, and I understand why it looks maybe like this.
Right.
But money here is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, did you have fun at Golden State?
I worked.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys did the collab.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it a little bit at the podcast, at the show,
mm.
but I mean, that piece was sick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys, you took an award the first day, right? Congrats. Hell yeah.
But you know what I can say about Golden State, when we stay near stage and see the works, like for best of the show, they were so good, like really crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple years ago, Best of the Show was not so, I don't know, famous contest.
Yeah.
Because tattoo artists in that time didn't make second 2-3 days in a row. Everybody does just only one piece. And for example, I'm always joking that my superpower is fast,
right?
Speed. And when I did this piece, usually it's like a limit of the for the Best of the Show.
Yeah.
And now artists understand that they can collaborate.
Yeah.
They can do bigger pieces. They can run in 3 days. And when we stayed there and saw these works, I was, what the fuck? Like, it's crazy. It's so good.
Yeah.
That's why this convention was really good. I mean, okay, entertainment, it's just like, I don't know this word in English. It's not this the important things, but the quality of works was amazing.
Like, right. Good. It's kind of interesting because there are so many, like, great artists there. But, like, usually with the great artists, they're booked.
Yeah.
So it's, like, even people walking in, it's not like they can get tattooed by one of the great artists.
That's why I think, like, walk-ins at conventions are slowing down. It's just every artist you want to get tattooed by is booked already.
Yeah.
And well, so, do you think that's why they're coming, is to get tattooed?
The people that do come, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like the people you'd want to get tattooed by are booked already. So yeah. It's like, I feel like it shies a lot of the people that want to come, like, away because they know that they can't get tattooed by the artist they want to get tattooed by.
You know, for example, some guys from my shop, they have not been booked, like, you know, because tattoo conventions is some tricky things and people think, okay, I start from different things. For example, in Europe and in Russia, tattoo convention is so cool things, and people, when they write me, they know that they need to pay for this. They know that it's a really good opportunity to get tattoo from big artists, and they want to be a part of this. Here, people like, oh, I want to be your model. Will you pay me? They write to me.
Yeah.
No. Ah, yeah.
Wait, like they, so people are asking you to pay them?
Them
for
yeah.
what?
Because
what
they think that yeah, because they think that it's very important for me,
oh.
and I need to have them, you know, like a canvas. Yeah. So and but I know why they think like this because it's a competition, right?
Yeah.
So we want to do some good thing, but for me it was so crazy and like a. How it's even possible?
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of insulting.
Yeah, like in my country, people want to be part of my, I don't know, cool tattoo. And here people like, oh, you know, I have a piece. Will you pay me? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So we have a couple guys who really could not find client and for money, you know. Then they were like, okay, fuck it. We just do it for fun. We want to make some good pieces. But here, people, like, again, maybe because tattoo conventions here is not so big deal, and normal people don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They don't have a right attitude to this. That's why they think, oh, it's just an opportunity to get free tattoo.
It's just wild, like you said, with the competitions, because so many people, I feel like, are going to those conventions just to win Best in Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was going around to a few of the artists that you can see, like, okay, they're going for Best in Show. Mm-hmm. Their head's just down the whole time.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah,
not
yeah,
having
yeah,
any
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'm, like, asking them their procedure. And all of them, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Same tattoo, 3 days in a row. Okay. And then I was like, do you charge, like, your day rate three times in a row? Or do you give discounts? Everyone I talked to said discounts.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, usually, like, one third of the price. And there's only one winner, right?
Yeah.
You have tons of fucking artists sacrificing their whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually that price covers their travel. A lot of them, like, really weren't making money. It's got to be kind of devastating if you don't fucking win.
And I see people doing it on, like, their homies.
Yo,
because
it's not like you're having... None of these people were having fun.
No.
They were breaking their back every day.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, let's go out after. They'd be like, I got to get sleep. I'm coming back here again for 12 more hours.
To me,
that seems miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I have no interest in doing that. And if that's what the standard is now to win Best in Show,
Yeah,
bye.
Never see that trophy.
This convention all-star for me was, I told my guys that it was unusual for me because I have a tattoo, then we go to an after party, then I sleep 2 hours, right. Then I come back.
Like a normal tattooer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you but get usually it. I'm very responsible, and yeah. All my tattoo conventions was like, I prepared, I call my client 1 day in advance, yeah. We prepare design and everything, and then no after party, I go to sleep, yeah. And I was like, because conventions... was more important for me than right yeah. now. And this convention, I'm like, I talked with everybody. Yeah. Like, we walk somewhere after parties. Yeah, but we have a fun. I mean, when we did this piece, we really did it for fun.
At Golden State.
Yes, yes.
See, I came to you guys, and you looked like you were having fun. You know, there was, like, a break. We could, like, talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is cool. You know what I mean? So I that was coming off, mm-hmm. And the piece looked awesome. Did you see it?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It was like the cartoon, like The Simpsons, and then Danny, and that was Sergey?
Yeah, there was Sergey, there was Bart Simpson, who's melted, and he sits like, yeah, he's riding some mask with the horns in color. There was a portrait by Daniel, the black and gray one, and my part was just a realistic hand with a skull. So, and because we put its color pieces around, mm-hmm. The black and gray portrait was like a little bit yeah. more pop up.
Good composition
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, it was yeah. like color, black and gray yeah. color.
I love that.
Like a sandwich.
Yeah.
And I suggested guys now to do collaboration again somewhere yeah. just for fun, just yeah. for show. Maybe we will not go to the competition. It doesn't matter. It's just cool because we are artists. We like attention, right? So yeah. we do art. When you draw something, you don't want to hide it. Yeah. And then like, oh, it's so good.
Right. Well, I'm so not going to show anyone yeah, yeah, yeah. or it's so bad.
So our yeah. prize, it's attention.
Yeah.
So for us, it was so good that all people come to us like, oh, guys, it's so good. And our client, every time, sometimes it was funny because I'm tattooing, for example, and somebody come and they're like, can we see? And he just turned around. Yeah. And they're like, whoa, 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 hold
yeah,
on.
Hold on.
Yeah, and I'm tattooing you. So he was very proud.
Yeah,
he was very sad. You know, this client, I call it client syndrome in okay. the tattoo convention, because everybody come to him and like, oh, sick, you're gonna win. And yeah. he feel that yeah. that his tattoo is amazing yeah. and he didn't see other tattoos. And he think that he's really win. And when he doesn't, he's like, oh, why? Everybody told me that I'm so cool.
That you know? Yeah, that's like a whole fucking thing. You. I just made a skit about that with the guys, because my own views on the competition. Mm. Like, I think it's great, but I definitely, with that higher caliber or standard, like people pushing, mm-hmm. you get more competitive, mm-hmm. you get more emotionally involved,
yeah.
and it can cause more consequences.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of clients that had their feelings hurt, mm-hmm. a lot of artists that had their feelings hurt, which I guess just happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's like the love of the game or whatever it is. But I never like want a client to feel less than because mm-hmm. they didn't win some competition. You
after
know,
sitting there
it's
getting
sad,
blasted
bro.
For 3 days straight.
Yeah, like what? Yo, you loved your tattoo an hour ago, and then you didn't win, and now you're upset?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think they're good, but sometimes they just like, it depends on character.
I know, in Germany.
I have a girl. She's a Polish girl, so we did a really good piece, and, you know, her character was like, what the fuck? Our tattoo is so good. Like, did you see the judge? They're just old people. They don't understand
right,
anything.
Blind.
Yeah, and she was so angry. And she's like, no. Our tattoo is the best of the best. And I'm like, girl, calm down.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah.
you want to win, you can travel, go to other tattoo conventions.
Right.
So it's just, now it's your business.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you want it, I'm happy with tattoo. I think you're happy with your tattoo. It's just a competition. But it was so funny. She wrote me maybe 1 week ago, like, no, it's not fair. I saw who won. No, it's not fair.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to cut their tattoo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be full of scars. We'll see him next year.
But I like, you know, I like her character.
I know, yeah,
she
yeah.
was like
I
a
like
fighter. Like, we're going to win.
Right. No, that's great. I feel bad for maybe the the more sad, the, like, quiet, not as angry, you know?
But in another side, it's really good if they have this kind of character. It's mean that they can stand for 3 days, you know? Because it's very important.
It's hard.
Yes, it's very important.
Do you think you can do that?
I did.
3 days?
Yeah, yeah, my sleeve.
I don't know if I can.
Ooh, yeah, you can. No way.
You said you can.
No.
You can.
I mean, it's, okay. It sounds horrible, but it's yeah. Like, you can.
Yeah.
I can hold your hand.
Like, yo, because like once in a while, I'll see like a crazy collab going on at a show, and I'm like, damn, I should do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, especially like people that are like, yo, we're doing a whole back piece. Mm. I'm like, yeah, I kind of just want to get my back over with, but I don't think I could sit there.
Back,
yeah.
No.
And then you're just,
it's like tempting until you like really think about it, and you're like, two dudes just going ham on you for 3 days sounds horrible.
Well, and then it's like, am I gonna like wimp out in front of people I respect, in front of the whole show,
like day
this
three,
the
and point. Then they'll talk shit about me.
Day
the
three
rest
rolls
of
by, it's like everyone's been looking at your back for 2 days,
yeah,
and it's like day three, you're like, I can't do this anymore. Now you're just known as the dude who didn't finish his back.
You quit.
That's why back piece is really not good idea for tattoo conventions. Like a back piece, it's crazy.
Oh no, yeah.
But I know some artists, like Julian Sarbet, pronounce his name correct. He's from Germany, and he does torse pieces, back pieces, and he just know how to do it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a psychology, it's a technique, and he always done 3 days in a row at the tattoo convention, like here or back, like all time.
Well, I guess you can plan it out a little bit better, knowing like the painful spots and like getting in and getting out.
Yeah.
Because like no way in hell I could do like a neo-traditional piece. Mm-hmm. Like they line the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then they black the whole thing. Yeah. And then cut. No, it's I'd be done. Like, I'd be done after the lining. The yeah.
You have to do section by section.
Yeah. You have to just be like a printer kind of. Yeah. You know.
That's why probably realistic is maybe better for these and. On leg.
Right.
Not on back.
Yeah, like, I maybe could do, like, a 3-round liner black and gray, you know?
Yeah, like, imagine getting lines shaded over that were done 2 days ago.
Bro, even, like, full color pack.
Yeah.
Like, when Nate does our legs.
Yeah, you know, even just
shit is
getting
miserable.
Next to it.
Right.
It's horrible.
And that's not even the worst part. Then you have to go through healing. That's the worst part.
That's, like, my thing is, like, what is the healing like for these 3-day pieces? Like, is it, it's not
a standard. You probably get sick.
Yeah, yes. It's definitely not a standard 2 weeks of healing. You're definitely healing for like a month.
I would come back here. I'd be ripping IV bags all week. I'd have ice. I'd buy Z-Pack, get on antibiotics. And I would take 3 days off.
Yeah.
And I would nap.
Just sleep.
Yeah. And this chair, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, really? I wonder what that like 4th day soreness is like after one of those 3-day pieces.
Bro, can you imagine how swollen you are?
Yeah, because you and me know like that the
I'll
day
look like
after
a fucking
Nate.
Quasimodo.
Like you're just like you have no like.
What are you doing there, bro?
I don't know. It's like, yo, I feel like because when I got tattooed by Nate, I feel like my leg just turned into a solid cylinder. Like I had no joints or knees.
Right, you had cankles.
Yeah, it was
right.
Just like, yeah, I looked like a Roblox
and
character.
And your toes like a sausage.
Yeah, it's like it's bad. I can't imagine 3 days. No,
was your arm swollen when you did 3 days?
We did these two. Like 2 days in a row.
Oh, that one's cool outside the baby.
Oh, thank
thing.
You.
Is that a baby?
Honeycomb on the inside is insane.
Oh, no.
And then we do this and just connect. Just connect all these pieces. Yeah. But this guy is crazy. He running 6 hours for each piece. Like a realistic, like a macro realistic thing. But he doesn't make breaks, just maybe smoke a couple times and just work. But Russian. What I can say, just a Russian,
Then All-Stars. Mm-hmm. So we talked about Golden State, All-Star. Cam, did you have a chance to visit that?
No, but I did stay, like, I pretty much tried to watch almost everyone's stories that was at the convention. So I saw, like, a good little bit of like what was going on there.
You've been to Dari, you've been to Miami before, right?
No.
Oh, really?
First time.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
I cannot tell that I haven't been here right now too, because I just at the convention.
right. For some reason, I thought I saw in your bio that you tattoo in Miami sometimes.
I think that was her just letting people know that she'll be.
Yeah, I will be back in January Because when I make a post about this convention,
yeah,
I got a lot of requests. Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, okay, if I have requests, I can come back.
Florida, South Florida is interesting because I would consider it like a tattoo hub. Mm. Maybe a little less than like L.A., New York.
I'd say it's like top but five still, in America, though.
Yeah, still pretty strong culture.
Yeah.
Because you do New York often.
Yeah.
L.A., anywhere else?
I will come to Austin, Texas, first time in December. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, too.
They do the tattoo invitational. You doing that?
What I usually do, if I have a request from some area, I understand that I can go there because people not travel too much. And I got a lot of requests from Texas. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And I just ask my guys. And actually, I don't have shop yet. So I just have people. And then I will find shop. We did the same with Seattle.
Yeah.
So I have people there. And we found shop just in last moment. Like, okay, we got to go. Yeah. It was a little bit difficult because we needed for three people. Me, Daniel, and another guy from our shop. And we're supposed to come in one shop. But there was some situation there, and he told like, oh guys, it's better if you not come to my shop. And we tried to find another one. Seattle is not so big city, and we're like, okay, we just rode to every shop there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh sorry guys, we don't have three guest spots placed in one time.
Yeah,
we found it was good, but yeah, so usually I just have people request and I go there.
I think that's the way to do it. Because you're like, cool, I'm set up.
Yeah. You know your clientele's there.
Yeah.
For me, it's interesting because I'm a new one here. When I live in Europe and in Russia, most of my followers actually from USA.
Oh, nice.
And that's why when I came here, sometimes I have people here, but it's a different thing when you live here and when you come just for 1 month.
Right.
When I came for guest spot, people were like, oh, I come to you, doesn't matter which state you stay, I come to you because I know there's just only one opportunity. And now when I leave here, they're like, oh, next time,
next week.
Month. Yeah.
No pressure.
I need to pay my rent or whatever. But I'm good for travel because I like traveling. I didn't see states, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And then... All right, so you're here for the first time. When did you come in? On Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday. And then right into convention pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just came to the pre-party.
Yeah.
Just say hello to everybody. Then we found food and just got to sleep. Sergey wanted party.
Yeah.
Of course, like a Miami.
Yeah, party. When I was out at Mona Lisa, couple weeks ago, I asked Sergey, I'm like, are you going to Miami? And he was just like, to party. I'm like, that's cool. Are you going to tattoo too? He's like, I'm going to party. I'm like, oh, cool.
He's the heart of his shop.
That's
his
awesome.
Shop
yeah.
in Mona Lisa. And why I choose this shop, because shop where I work in Russia, I really love it. It was a huge shop, two floors. Each artist had their own booth, but it wasn't not with the doors. It was just, I don't know how, the tissue, you know. So
like
it's
a curtain.
Yeah. We can hear everybody, but you have your own space. So you decorate it as you want. And it's beautiful because we can do whatever we want, just a painting on the wall. So it was a really good shop. And the artists there, guys, I really love them. So we were like a family. And when I came in USA, I was like, all shops is so small.
Yeah.
Because, again, the rent here is very expensive. The shape, usually like here, for example, it's just like this, so no light.
Yeah.
And so and most of the shop, they're more American traditional, and I'm a realistic artist. Yeah. So, and it's very loud with coin machine, so it's a totally different world for me.
Right.
And I was like, maybe one day I will find the show like mine, like a little bit. And then, I started my documents 3 years ago to come here.
From Europe or from?
From Russia.
Okay.
These 3 years, so many things changed. And Sergey opened his shop and I'm like, oh, finally. And when I came in this shop, I'm sure that you felt the same. It's so cozy place.
Yeah.
Like you feel that it's art place when yeah. you can not, of course, we do money, like, of course, but right. on first place, it's a painting, it's a, I don't know, it's a family, like art family. That's why, I moved to San Diego first, and then I came to Sergei just for one time to draw in Sunday.
Yeah.
And after 2 hours, I just like come to him like a man. I gonna move.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, we have a room for you, like, welcome.
Right.
And I just came back at home, like in San Diego, and told to my shop, like, guys, I'm so sorry. I will come to you as a guest artist.
Yeah.
And there was some other thing because my ex-boyfriend, he has a work in LA too. And I have some health issues. So I have to be in LA. Like, I'm so sorry, but I will go there. And when I move, I understand that, oh my God, it's my home. Like, I really yeah. feel better here.
Right.
Because for me, as a person who just moved in different country, it's very important. Like, even when I have a day off, I just come to the shop, I just draw in, I just talk in. So it's very important.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. I mean, I love the open shop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to shout and talk to everyone all day. And like how at Mona Lisa, there's the big table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at Borrowed Time, we have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you have a big table, and then you have, like, 10 artists around you.
Yeah.
And you're just drawing and yelling, and that's the environment I want to be in. I've met some artists that they want to be private in a room. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I feed off
the
energy. Yeah. But, like, see, it's just open here. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much the same at the other shop. That energy I, like, feed off of.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to hang out with my friends all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times the clients like that because it's like entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they get to listen to us banter and shout back and forth.
Do you have these people, this client who come to you like, oh my God, your world is different?
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah.
I want to be part of your world.
They're like, yo, you do this every day?
Yeah.
They can't believe it almost.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, they probably are listening to you guys just talk Russian all day. And they're like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I want to be part of your world.
You know, we have half people, half artists, not Russian.
Okay.
We have Italian girl. We have 2 Americans. We have now Colombian guy.
All right.
Mexican girl.
I understand. Yeah. So you're very nice in English, and then you talk shit in Russian.
Exactly.
I got it.
I try to force them to speak only English because I want to improve my English.
Yeah.
You know, but when you talk only Russian,
I know.
Every time. And Sergei, he's so funny. He always starts speak English with client, for example, and somebody come to him, and he just turn around and continue the same topic in Russian.
Right.
And client like, can I hear the end of this story? Like, you just start to speak in English. Yeah. It's cool. And this is why I had a workshop in Russia and I wanted to do it here. I do only offline because I wanted to invite tattoo artists in our shop and show this energy. Because most of them work in small shops, for example, they dream about big shop, they afraid of to ask big shop for work, you know. And when they come in this kind of shop, when they have opportunity to talk with artists like we are, they're like, oh, it's so cool. They inspire it.
Yeah.
And I have so many girls in Russia who wrote me after, like, Daria, I did it. I wrote to my favorite shop, and they took me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm proud of
you.
And they're like, we did it just because we saw that it's possible. There's nothing special. Like, it's just a shop.
Right. It can be intimidating, though, you know? So you grew up, learned how to tattoo in Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
We don't have apprenticeship, like, at all. You just started by your own. Maybe that's why most of artists is so good, and I think my opinion grew up so fast, because you don't have a choice. You need to survive.
Yeah.
That's it. Here, it's an apprenticeship, 2 years. You, I don't know, wash the floor and do everything. Nobody's apprenticeship here. I'm not offend anybody. I mean, there's a lot of things which you do, but not tattooing.
Right.
In Russia, most of people come to do management, for example, like managers at the shop. And after, I don't know, maybe 3 months, and like, oh, I'm going to be tattoo artist.
Right.
And they start tattooing. But there's not official apprenticeship. So I started at home. It was funny because I took all my grips. I had a coin machine. I have a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I showed. I took all my grips every day and went to their nails salon.
Yeah.
To make a disinfection because I didn't have anything in my home.
Smart.
Yeah. You're trying.
Right. Yeah, I tried.
Could be worse.
And then
they're not clean though.
Yeah. You should see how they start here.
You just
yeah, little, just spit on
welcome
it.
Welcome to America.
Now it's good. Yeah. We have one artist in Russia. He was like a bad legend. He's like, oh, it's okay.
Right, good enough.
Fair enough. Five clients in the same machine. It's okay.
Right. Recycle.
Yeah.
There's like, is there like a special term for like?
No. We have special word for bad tattoos.
What is it?
It's partak.
Partak.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's mean very bad tattoo, like really bad.
That's like what scratcher means.
Yeah,
here,
maybe.
It just means like they're like scratching the skin. They're not really doing
kind of good tattoos.
Yeah, we have a few words for it, like scratcher, cyber sigilism, ignorant.
Yeah, ignorant for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get partak. It. It's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, then I was invited in small shop, and. In 6 months, I moved to bigger city. Because
were you very excited when they invited you?
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, a real shot.
A real shot. Yeah, but it was not a real shot.
But did it? But were you still excited at home?
I was excited, yeah, that I'm not tattooing at home anymore.
Later, Mom. I got a job now.
Yes. Yeah. You know
I told
what?
You this would pay off.
I got a couple cases when I realized that you know, I lived with my grandma. So can you imagine, have you seen like how old Russian homes looks like?
No, but I'm going
carpet,
to.
Probably really
with
cool.
With a carpet on the wall.
Ooh.
You know this?
Textures.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Right. Right.
So.
For when you do ecstasy. Yeah. Okay.
I lived with my grandma and I took only girls because I was afraid of to take guys
in
as
your
a
house.
Client.
Yeah,
and my grandma, she has a, how to say, the shelves, right?
Shutters?
Yeah, with the books. Like a
shelves.
Oh, shelves, yeah.
And there was a small sculptures of something, like my grandma just collected.
Oh, cool,
like,
yeah.
You know,
just like
old
people
grandma
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And after a few days, I just cleaned my house and I realized it. There's no sculptures. Somebody stole it.
Oh, one of the clients.
Yes, because there's only me and my grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it was like, what the
Maybe
fuck?
It was one of your grandma's friends.
Maybe they wanted to some piece from my house. I don't know. But I was like just a, how you call it, scratcher tattoos, you know.
Yeah.
I just did these infinity signs.
Right.
So, and after that, I realized that I don't want to invite people anymore in my house. Yeah. I'm just afraid of about collection of my grandma.
Yeah, I don't think dudes would have stole your grandma's little things.
It was funny that my grandma, first of all, she thought like, oh, Daria, is it temporary, right? The tattoos, it's temporary. And I'm like, temporary, like, as your life, a little bit more, but it's temporary.
Like in this life. Yeah. Not it doesn't
like, Grandma,
carry to the next life.
Too.
Yeah.
And then she heard how some girl screaming, and she's like, so it's pain. And I'm like, yeah, it's painful. And she's like, oh, okay, it's not temporary. And I'm like, no, it's not temporary.
Dude, I tried to do that. Did you?
What?
Dude, I told my mom for...
That it's temporary.
Yo, because when I was 16, like, I tattooed my hand.
All right. Yeah, and, Mom, this is temporary.
And I just kept telling her it was temporary.
Everybody.
And then I went to jail. And it was still there. And she's like, it's temporary, huh? I'm like, we have bigger problems now.
Yeah, right. I wish it will be temporary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, I'm in jail and you're making this about your problems? So you moved to this real, not real shop, and you're excited because people won't steal from your grandma anymore.
Yeah, I feel more safe. You know?
Right, right.
And I feel more safe about grandma collection.
And how long were you at this shop?
Maybe 1 month.
One month?
Yeah. And what then made you leave? Moved to bigger city. Because the city, when I lived, when I grew up, how would I explain? Russia is so huge. Like, right. Not only Siberia is Russia, because everybody tell me like, oh, you're freezing, you're from Russia. What the fuck? Yeah, Russia is so big.
Right, with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the area when I lived, it was very close to, it's Russia, but there's a Muslims people there. So it was hard to be tattoo artist there. Yes, it's just a different mentality.
Of religion.
Yeah. So I move in bigger city, which is very, there's a hot weather. People like to show their body.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young people. It's a beautiful, in Russia, we call it California of Russia.
Okay, cool.
Because the vibe, the energy is pretty similar. And we have a sea. We have Black Sea. Just only 1.5 hours by car from this area. So, and there I came in a really good shop because I was brave, young. Yeah. And I came to them like, guys, I have just only this infinity signs in my portfolio, but
please,
can you take me? Yeah, so they took me, but they told like, you have 3 weeks. If you bring your clients, if you start work, you stay here. But you have just only limits 3 weeks. And I was like, okay, we have our social media as like similar with Facebook. And I started posted like, hey guys, I'm a new one here. And it was,
what's up guys?
Yeah,
Daria.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I was so annoyed. I was this person who write to you like, hey, I'm here. Do you want to get tattooed? You know?
How long were you tattooing up to this point?
10 years.
Oh,
at that point. 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and in that city, I was just only 3 days.
Nice.
In Russia, in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I brought the first client on 4th days.
Nice. Yeah.
And the owner of the shop, he's like, okay, this girl is very stubborn. We take her. And I just start work there.
Nice.
And for me, it was a good opportunity because I didn't have experience, like I was a beginner, but guys from that shop, and actually this guy who did for me this sleeve, and I have a fox here, then we became a best friends, but initially he didn't like me because I'm very loud, I'm very energy,
yeah.
I'm like this dog, you know, Jack Russell Terrier, this
right.
is me, and he's like a sloth.
A sloth, yeah.
Like this.
Slow.
So, for example, this tattoo, I have a rose here. It's a 5 session.
Because you're bouncing around all the
time? No, because he's very slow.
Because he's slow.
The fox is 7 session. He's like,
slow.
I put my E.
Right, so you're like vibrating.
Yeah, yeah. But he's really good. His quality is amazing.
No, it looks nice.
And I told him like, man, I will sit behind you. Just not breathing, just not moving, and you cannot tell me no. I would do it,
right.
But
I promise I'll be quiet.
Yeah. It was like this, but I just observe everything what he did, like how he moves, why he did this or that, and I think it was really good jump for me.
Nice,
like pusher, because I can see. I didn't ask anything, but I just did it. And I think it's something about our mentality in Russia. We know that nobody help you.
Yeah.
Like, we don't ask about help, and we don't suggest help.
Fend for yourself.
Yeah. That's why we're like, if somebody here in the United States like, oh, Daria, if you need help, you can ask me. And I'm like, really? Like, you really help me? And people just go away. Like, oh, okay, it's just polite, okay. So, yeah, and then I just start growing.
Right. And how long were you at that shop?
In that shop for maybe 3 years. Okay. And actually, it was a really good shop, but I hope the owner will not watch this podcast.
Won't.
He just have a problem with alcohol.
Right.
And it was crazy. When you come in the morning with your client and the shop is just messed up.
Right.
Mm. And you're like, no, man, it's hard to be here. Like,
right.
But it was a really good shop.
Nice.
In some point.
And then did you just bounce around shops in Russia?
No, then I came in this shop, which I told you, the big one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was two floors.
In Russia, though.
It's the same city.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the tattoo culture in that city, it's a Krasnodar. It's really strong, again, because it's the south of Russia. Right. People there is more open, more friendly, like all south everywhere, you know. Because in Siberia, people is more grumpy.
Right.
They wear other clothes. They don't show their tattoos. So there's not so about tattoo industry. If they do it, they do it just only for themselves. In my area, usually they tell me like, oh, I'm naked. I need to do tattoo before summer starts.
And this is because the beach was like right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I need to show my body.
That seems to be true everywhere.
Yeah.
Like in the colder areas, people like get more of that it's for me shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Down and here, people are like, I want to look covered at the beach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want other people to think it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tattoo like clothes, like accessories.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Seal the deal with Saniderm. This is the shit right here. This is the only tattoo aftercare product I use on my clients. If they walk out the door without it, I don't feel safe. I don't know about you. If you care about your tattoos at all, you need to use this product. It's easy to apply. It's comfortable to wear. It's it. It can heal anything. This shit can heal anything. You've seen the videos. Use code UNEMPLOYABLE for 20% off. Go to Saniderm.com. I want to get your view before to anything else, but did they let you set up the day before?
No.
Oh.
We didn't know that we can.
Okay. Oh, so you could. You guys just didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just didn't know, but we didn't need it. We just put our banners. That's it. Like it's our setup. But when we came there and stay and we saw this huge line. Another thing about Golden State, when we came in on Friday, I told you guys, like, we should come at 9 because I got used that in Europe, you can come one day before or very, very early morning to set up your place, stay this line for registration, and get guys like, no, just relax. We come at 11, there was nobody, no line, we just do very quick registration. And it was true.
Yeah.
When we came in this All-Star Convention, there's a huge line, like a lot of people there, and you
like artists
for registration.
Yeah.
And you can understand at that moment my guys like Daniel and Sergey, they're like, whoa, they felt that it's energy is totally different. So they see that all artists is very excited that this huge line gave this feeling. I don't know why.
Okay,
yeah. And then when we passed this line, we saw that a lot of people already set up their places, and you just understand that it will be something cool.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so excited. They prepare their not so slow, you know. Maybe because it's a South America vibe, because most of the artists there were so from South America. Mm-hmm. And they're just like very energy. And we really like it. Because you feel more friendly. I don't know. Nobody like think that they're better than you. They're just friendly. If you need something, I need a bed. Like this is the bed. I need the lamp because we don't have anything. Not like we have, but not too much thing.
Sure.
You have, like, I give you lamp. Nice. You need a table. Table. Like everybody very friendly.
Cool.
And for me, I think after this tattoo convention, I realized that all my followers from Instagram, they're real. Because I never did so many pictures. Like, it maybe was 300 times.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Everybody just, can we get a picture? Can we get a picture? And I'm like, I need to get money from this. Like, because really, it was crazy. Yeah. Okay, sometimes people have ask for a picture with me. But my guys, they're just laughing. I cannot go in too.
Do you smile in your picture?
Any picture.
Stupid.
On all pictures.
Bad move. Now you have to smile forever.
Then I started to do some faces like this.
No, too much work. You're going to get tired of it.
Yeah. I was tired on Saturday because sometimes it was like I go in too late. I want it. I need it. Right. Like, please.
No, that's awesome, though. That's so cool. It just feeds into the energy, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they look at how you work, and you see these people who work in like a visitors, artists, everybody into this show. So that's why I really love this show. It doesn't matter actually what's going on the stage, but it was something interesting. But the energy, people was, they wanted this show. They wanted how their work, they want to do something, they want to get tattoos. So everybody was in the same energy.
Yeah. That is good. That's what you want. No, I'm sorry. I'm like thinking. Yeah, sorry.
No, I do that. No.
Sometimes, you know, it's mental illness.
Loaded.
Yeah, bad Wi-Fi connection. So Daniel was telling me a little bit about that. He was like, yeah, people kept coming up to him and being like, Daria? And he'd be like, But that's good. That's good. And when I was there, when I stopped there, I felt the energy, you know, loud, this, that, people talking, show. I remember when I came, Saturday, and I came, I saw you. You looked a little tired. You were like.
Saturday was crazy.
But that's good. Like, if you're not like that, like, is it even a good convention?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're not going to look like that if you're sitting around doing nothing all day, right?
Yeah.
I wish you went, Cam.
I know.
Lazy.
I just hate going to Miami.
I know. I put a poll up to kind of... I was very curious about this convention.
Because everybody talk about this convention.
It was something I was super interested in and bummed that I didn't get to go to.
Right.
I just...
Was it bad rumors you guys heard?
Both. Mixed. It was flip-flop. Like, good on the artist
flip-flop.
Side.
Flip-flop.
Good on the artist side, bad on the company side.
Yeah,
from what we heard.
That's from what I heard too.
So I wasn't gonna go. Typically, like, the Florida conventions are weird.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe this is like negative on my part, but I'm like, well, I'm already in Florida, I'll just tattoo you where I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I'll go like visit and see like we did. I kept getting phone call after phone call after phone call and text message all day. Mm-hmm. Negative.
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 What
so
kind
I was like,
of?
Oh, that's weird. What?
What kind of?
Like, what kind of negative?
Yeah.
So.
She just keeps a little bit. I'm like, oh, just a negative.
I'm glad you asked. A lot of people complaining about management.
Mm-hmm.
Drama between companies, like rivalry, maybe.
Mm.
A lot of the supply companies were upset because I guess no one could sell anything.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people were being blocked on Instagram by the convention. And I've never experienced so much negativity about any convention to my phone. I was like, I gotta go check it out, you know?
You know why? I think it's just because it's a totally different. I mean, American tattoo convention, it's like an old system. Like, they already knows everything and they have an agreement.
Right.
It's like an old system. This guy, I guess he's in you. And it's first time this convention. And he tried to break the rule. And that's why it's happened.
Sure.
And I heard it too, that some companies cannot have a booth there, like to sell machines or whatever. So I think he's like not brave, or like he's too...
Safe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So he tried to do his own way.
Right.
But
get all the money first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody just like, oh, actually, it should be different. And he's like, no, just only my way.
Yeah.
He looks like this. Did you see him? He's like,
oh, I know him. I know him. Yeah.
I don't know him very well. Right. I saw him first time there.
Yeah, what do you mean? He looks totally normal.
What's your average Floridian
okay,
right there?
For United States.
You don't have horns? You don't have horns?
Literally, yeah.
So I think he's just a different way of thinking. That's why he did in his own way.
Yeah.
Management is always bad. All conventions is bad.
Correct.
You don't have this, you don't have that, or for example, it was too cold or too loud or something else. I always tell to my client, bring pillow, bring blanket, bring food, bring everything, because you will survive there. Like, it's a one day of surviving. That's why, but.
Listen, I'm going to investigate a little bit more because it got me really curious, if anything. So many people were hitting me up with negativity that I started to assume negativity.
And it's people we trust, too.
Right. So I was like, okay, let me go, like, see for myself. Because it was, honestly, it was pretty bad with, like, what people were saying. Like, I was like, wow, if this is true, this is really fucked up.
Let me go over there.
Let me see.
You guys left at what, 9? Kyle's like, are you going to the convention? I'm like, tomorrow?
I think like 8. We left at like 8. Yeah. So, went down there. I hadn't been to that venue. And I get there. Before I even get in the door, I have artists coming out. Fuck this place, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
I'm in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this is right. You know, maybe what they're saying is right. So then as soon as I get through the door, I see another person. They're like, this is weird. You know, the companies aren't letting anyone sell stuff. Like, I was supposed to have a booth with this company, and they didn't even allow them the booth. Now, listen, all kinds of things can happen. That company could have been bad at communicating, and who knows? But this is just like what I'm hearing. So I get in there, you know, I see a friend. I'm like, show me around. So he's like showing me around. I'm starting to like ask people, see like local people. Hey, how's the convention? They're like, oh, good. It's great. I'm like, how is it really though? You know? And they're like, it's okay. You know, it's not bad. As I'm going through, I'm hearing mostly good things. Not what I expected. They're very aware of the negative things. Like, everyone's like, yeah, I heard this, I heard that. But my personal experience is, like, I'm okay. You know, it's good. So that was positive to hear. And a lot of big artists, you know, or big companies.
Do you think, like, they came in with, like, lowered expectations? So they're like, oh, actually, it's not that bad. I've been through worse.
I don't know. I think the fact that no companies were allowed to sell any product was probably first shock.
Yeah.
And like, if you're a company, like, a big thing for you is going to conventions and trying to get accounts. Now, it sounded like they knew this before coming. Like, some companies are like, yeah, we knew that, so therefore we did wholesale pricing to Emilio, to the company. They're like, yeah, we already sold our shit. Whatever, it's fine. Now he's selling our stuff. It sounded like some companies this came to a surprise. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, bad communication. Maybe it was a surprise.
Maybe they're like, oh, they can't catch all of us, so let's do it under the table.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I think that surprise, or like you said, the fact that it was different, was hard for certain people to adjust. So then I went around to like all the artists, and I asked like, hey, would you do this convention again? And a lot of them said yes. You know, there really has been this need for like a good local convention around here. And like, maybe this could be the one. I'm going to actually bring a bunch of people from the convention, hopefully this week,
to talk about it,
and we'll see. But I think, if anything, it's like, hey, I'm going to keep my eye on this. I'm going to see how it goes. But yeah, I've never seen, like, there's always drama at the conventions. I've never seen this amount of drama. it was absurd. Like, all these, like, to the point you don't even know what to believe. You're like, okay, you're upset. I don't know if that's true. You're obviously not saying how you really feel, but whatever. It was everything. So my question to you would be, would you do this next year?
Yes, I would.
Nice.
Because for me, as a four artist, everything was good. And I'm not so sensitive if I don't have a light, if I don't have a chair, if I don't have a table. I've been, oh, I don't know, 10 or maybe 15 tattoo conventions. Only like before pandemic, so maybe more. You know that it's always stress, and if you don't care about yourself by yourself, nobody care about you. Bring your table, bring this, bring that. So for me, management is always bad. Like, I mean, it's convention. And I'm not a big company. I'm not selling everything. So again, I don't need anything from the Emilio.
Right.
I just want to go and have a fun. As an artist, I felt comfortable. So everything was good. I saw people. I saw this energy. And I saw how he really wanted to be unusual.
Sure.
Like he and how he talked from the stage, for example, it was so confidence, and he was like, "It's I put my soul here," and you can feel it. But people is different. For somebody, you good. For somebody, you bad. Right. So maybe for some people, he's too brave, too like narcissistic or whatever. But for somebody, they're like, "Oh, it's cool.
Sure.
I like this energy. I want to be part of this." So, yeah, and conventions is always drama. It's always about money. It's always business. Or, and another thing, how he did competition. I first time thought this way. They didn't take money from competition.
And, that's good.
Yeah. And you don't need to make a registration. And you can show your tattoo only one time. And you can participate only if you have booth there.
Yes. So
it's really good. And people just stay in the line. And the first day, he invited me as a judge. And I was several times. And I know how it works. And sometimes it's really bad rules. I really don't like it, but it's not my rule. Mm-hmm. Here, it was good because we can talk with other judges. We can see all works. We can ask them second time. So I think it was more honest that we can really compare. Because in some places you just give numbers and that's it. And even you don't know who win because they count these numbers and that's it. So it's just the average number. So the way how he tried to do everything looks like that he does it for artists, for art, for show. He like it more. Other things about management, it's not my business. I don't know how it works.
What we use is Allegory Ink. We have the white, the black, and the ultra black. This is my total setup right here. Get yours at allegoryink.com. We got a discount code for you, unemployable, for 20% off all their ink. Again, allegoryink.com. What advice would you give to someone new coming into the industry?
Be obsessed with their things, what they do. Be stubborn, of course, because most of people think that they just start to do something and everything happens. Like, right. It's not like this. You need to be every day, step by step, to repeat. If one day you got small success, just continue. Because when you talk with artists who is already, like, big names, if you ask them, they tell you really big way how they became to this. Beginners...
Like, not quick.
Yes. Right. Beginners look at us, they're like, oh, they... I don't know why, but they don't think that you had this hard way for forget all these things. So just be stubborn and drawing every day. If you cannot draw it on the paper, you cannot draw it on the skin. It's just a different materials, but you need to draw. Just draw.
So good art foundation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Just drew. It was funny. I got one girl. She came to me at the tattoo convention. She's like, Daria, can you tell me some secret how to become a good artist? And I'm like, drew.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's
don't
it.
Tell anyone.
She's like, where's the secret part?
Yeah. And she, I don't know. Maybe she thinks that I will give her some box with a treasure.
Ooh.
Now you're successful.
Right. Don't give this to anyone.
No,
else.
And I just give her a pen. Like, go fucking draw.
I hope you guys are enjoying this episode of the Unemployable Podcast. We have the Unemployable t-shirt. It's okay. Also, we have a variety of other clothing on the modelcitizenapparel.com. You can even use discount code CAMSUCKS for 10% off. Why are you guys standing behind me?
Thank you guys for joining us on today's episode of Unemployable Podcast. Thank you again for joining us. It was awesome to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Thanks for being on our first episode at Model Citizen, too.
Oh, that's right.
It's monumental.
Some of the viewers will be pretty stoked about that, too. A little change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, guys, just draw.
Dude, I thought you were about to do charge more player. I'm like, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do the charge more player, too.